All right, we got to do it. I know this is This Week in Google, but the biggest story of the week, the day, the week, the month, and probably the year broke this morning, and it's a blockbuster. Yep. Judge has ruled that Apple must, federal judge in Riverside, California, help the government unlock and decrypt an iPhone. This is in particular the iPhone 5C used by the man who shot up the terrorist attack in San Bernardino, shot up the party, the welfare office party. Apparently, when the FBI searched his apartment, they found his phone. The phone is locked, and as with all modern iPhones, encrypted. United States Magistrate Sherry Pym wrote that Apple must provide the FBI with a custom firmware that would allow them to brute force the passcode. Apple's reasonable technical assistance shall, this is a court order, accomplish the following three important functions. It will bypass or disable the auto erase function, whether or not it has been enabled. Two, it will enable the FBI to submit passcodes to the subject device. See, the problem right now with an iPhone is if you have a lock, and a four-digit lock is all it is, and the modern iPhones are six, but I think a 5C would probably be a four-digit lock, you can't enter the codes fast. There's a delay. And in some cases, it can be set up so that if you enter the wrong code 10 times, the whole thing is erased. The FBI, quite rightly, is saying, oh, we're not going to try to crack this thing because we don't want it to be erased. So, one, she wants them to bypass the erase, the auto erase. Two, she wants them to allow it to them to use software to try rapid fire all the codes. There are, if it's four digits, there are only 10,000 codes. And three, ensure that when the FBI submits passcodes, software running on the device will not purposely introduce any additional delay between attempts beyond what the hardware does. In other words, let them brute force it as quickly as possible.
Can I ask a few things here, just for clarity first? Points of order. Number one, unlocking the phone, obviously, is separate from decrypting the phone.
No. So here's the deal. All iPhones are encrypted. And, of course, if they're encrypted, you can't use them until they're decrypted. Entering the passcode decrypts it.
It does decrypt it from that point?
Yes. And in other words, if you were able to get somebody's phone, grab it from their hands, you'd be after they enter the passcode, you'd be able to use it and read everything. As soon as they shut it off or press the turn off the screen button, then you need the passcode again, and it has now been re-encrypted.
So all the data on the phone, every time you turn it off, is re-encrypted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And Apple, I mean, I forget when exactly this happened. Maybe you know, Leo, but Apple specifically did that.
iOS 8.
So that no one could get into your phone, including the government.
Here's the problem. Apple had a long waiting list of law enforcement officials who were asking them to decrypt phones. And at the time, or unlock phones, sorry, not right. decrypt, unlock phones. And at the time, Apple had the technical means to do so. So they modified iOS with, I believe it was iOS 8, I'm almost positive, so that it by default encrypted phones, and Apple would no longer have the ability to decrypt because they didn't want to do it.
So then they can just say, we don't have the key.
Right.
Whereas before they would have to say, well, we don't want to do that, and here's why. Now it's just, we can't.
Well.
Except, right.
That they can. Because the judge has written this order, and I've seen a number of experts, I'm not qualified to weigh in on this, but I've seen a number of experts write pieces to say, yeah, they could do this. And in fact, Tim Cook implies that. Here's the message Tim Cook posted this morning on Apple's site. The United States government has demanded that Apple take an unprecedented step which threatens the security of our customers. We oppose this order, which has implications far beyond the legal case at hand. This moment calls for public discussion. By the way, that's what we're going to do right now. And we want our customers and people around the country to understand what's at stake, the need for encryption. I'm going to read the whole thing, but I'll try to jump around a little bit because it's kind of long.
Yeah.
But the need for encryption, smartphones led by iPhone have become an essential part of our lives. People store a lot of stuff on them, including financial information, health data. All that information needs to be protected from hackers and criminals. Customers expect Apple and others to do everything in our power to protect their personal information. Compromising the security of our personal information could put our personal safety at risk. This is why encryption has become so important to all of us. We have even put the data out of our own reach, out of Apple's reach, because we believe the contents of iPhone are none of our business. Your iPhone, not our business. Okay, that's good. The San Bernardino case. We're shocked and outraged by the deadly act of terrorism in San Bernardino. We mourn the loss of life. We've worked to support the government. We have no sympathy for terrorists. When the FBI has requested data that's in our possession, we've provided it. Apple complies with valid subpoenas and search warrants. We've also made Apple engineers available to advise the FBI. We've offered our best ideas and a number of investigative options at their disposal. We have great respect for the FBI. But now, the U.S. government has asked us for something we simply do not have and something we consider too dangerous to create. That's an important phrase.
That's the key of it all.
Mm-hmm. We don't have it, but we could create it, is what how I'm reading that.
So effectively, he's saying that Apple would have to create a customized version of iOS that would allow the things that the court order specifically mentions.
And apparently could put it on retroactively on this 5C. That's what puzzles me.
Yeah,
I don't get that either. But so then what Apple's saying, and I think what security experts are saying, is once Apple creates that, it's not like it will just get destroyed. It will live somewhere. Someone could get their hands on it. That ability could become available to others, not just to the FBI.
And this is what Tim Cook says. The FBI may use different words to describe this tool, but make no mistake, building a version of iOS that bypasses security in this way would undeniably create a backdoor. And while government may argue that its use would be limited to this case, there is no way to guarantee such control.
Then that, ladies and gentlemen, is the key point.
Right.
I am going to say something that may surprise you. I think Apple has to and must and should do this. If Apple has the means to decrypt that phone, which they're, I think, admitting they do, not only are they required to by law, ethically and morally, they ought to do it.
And I know you play devil's advocate in these cases, but I don't think you're going to want to go on the record forever of asking for a permanent backdoor to encryption.
That's not what's being asked for, and that's, I think, disingenuous of Tim Cook to imply it.
They're not decrypting, though, right? They're going to set it up so that the FBI can brute force the password.
Exactly. And it's with a valid court order. Now, the question is, does Apple keep... By the way, this puts us in a no different situation than we were in just a year or two ago with iOS 7 mm-hmm. and previous to iOS 8. He puts us in exactly the same position, and I would submit we were at no greater risk.
Did, and Edward Snowden has told us that in the meantime. Let me ask one more point of order, Your Honor, or Chairman, or whatever you do in Robert's Rules of Order. Is it they could want out of that phone? Anything that was done in terms of phone calls, there's a separate record of the phone company. Anything done in terms of texts and any communications, there are separate records elsewhere that they can subpoena
photos.
Elsewhere. Now, if they...
Yeah, there's a good one. What if he went around taking pictures of the crime scene ahead of time? Mm.
So what does that give them the case? The people are dead.
It's evidence.
Let me keep going for one more second. So you can get any communications elsewhere. If they sent encrypted email, that is a separate act of encryption, right? So this doesn't unlock that without that private key. And so what is it that they expect to get out of this? So this is a very important precedent being set around technology and around the safety of our technologies, especially knowing what we know now. Thank you, Edward Snowden, about the NSA and DCHQ, and what we know about China and Iran and other countries. And so I would just suggest you weigh carefully the balance here to say that this is a huge and important precedent. For what end? The miscreants are dead. Are there others involved? Well, that would imply communication.
There are others involved. There is a man under arrest for providing them with the weapons.
I think it's
what
worth
is it they
noting,
expect to get here?
They expect to get evidence that would convict this fellow of selling them or providing them with the weapons. Well, but that's the guy is facing trial for that, and they are quite reasonably saying the evidence may be on this phone, and we would like access to this phone. Let me ask you this, Jeff. Would you suggest that if with a due warrant, police should not be allowed to search your premises, even in a locked box on your premises?
With a new warrant, fine. But if the way they got into that lockbox was a master key that could open any house and any box right, in the country.
See,
no,
that's the key. It's not just this case. It's not just this case. It's that Apple is being required to create a master key that could unlock any phone, not just this phone.
Bingo.
And so it's interesting. Ars Technica mentioned in their piece, which is quite good, that Apple has received multiple requests very similar to this one, like recently, and it's probably going to get more. So it's not just this case. Whatever happens in this case is going to create a precedent that then makes it easier for other security agencies to do the same thing to other phones.
It's a couple of things. First of all, Apple has probably unwittingly revealed something that is kind of a shock to me, which is that this process apparently can be reversed, that they, in fact, have the capability of doing this. They're just, in effect, denying it to the government, but they have this capability, or they haven't yet written the tool, but they know how to do it. That's quite surprising. Normally, their defense has been, we can't do it. We don't know how to do it. There is no way to do it. That's not what they're saying. They're saying they choose not to do it. A.
No.
B. There is a legitimate court order. It's the job of a federal judge to weigh these matters, not you or me. It's a job of a federal judge, and that's the Constitution of this country.
I agree.
The rule of law in this country is that we let judges make this determination, that law enforcement comes to them and says, this is your honor, the case we're pursuing, and why we...
Is this reasonable search and seizure?
The judge has ruled that it is.
This is appealable as hell.
Well, it's appealable.
It will get appealed.
And if it goes to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court agrees, would you then go along with it, Jeff?
At that point, there is no choice, yes. But then that's the country that I'm afraid that Donald Trump is freaking running.
I disagree. I think that we have, of course, under the Bill of Rights, rights against unreasonable search and seizure. And those, very specifically, the Bill of Rights sets a process for reasonable search and seizure. There is such a thing as reasonable search and seizure.
There has to be due process. There has to be
probable cause. And under those circumstances, there is currently a way to reasonably search your home, your stuff.
Balance two coulds here, okay? One could that you said is there could be information on that phone that might involve one trial. Balance Matthews could. This could be used by authorities good and bad and powers good and bad to unlock every frigging iPhone in the world. Reasonable search and seizure? I would call that an unreasonable search and seizure because the impact on society is worse than this one case.
Yeah,
needs to be discussed and adjudicated.
If it was just unlocking this phone, I think we would all agree that it's in the interests of the courts and law enforcement and society in general to unlock this phone.
Okay. Well, let's stop there. So you both agree that if we could just do it for this one phone,
and it did nothing else, if it didn't put into the air some
ability to do this otherwise, you would be okay with it.
Some data that let Apple say, "Oh yes, we happen to have their code in their unencrypted email, and we'll give you whatever data you ask for about that person that's open, we'll give you." And if that helps you unlock that phone, dandy.
My fear is the FBI or the NSA or whoever is going to say to Apple, can we just have that thing that you made?
But there's protections against that. That's why we have judges. That's why we have the Bill of Rights.
But there are protections against that. But there's protections against all kinds of things that happen routinely.
Well, I think we should take guns away from all police officers because...
Leo, here's the issue. So this is Matthew's point. Fine, you've got your American judges, and they're wonderful, and we're exceptional, and we're special, and we do nothing wrong. But once this capability exists, it will be the law of the land in China and Iran and Russia like that. That's the issue. This is worldwide. We can't act isolated that, everything's okay here in the U.S. In this case, it's fine here. If that capability exists, every government that can will demand it under law.
I think it's unconscionable for a private company to decide on its own to defy the legal system in this country and say, no, we're not going to do it.